USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is announcing a plan to cut the cost of prescription drugs. In a speech in Washington State Friday, Biden saying he wants Congress to limit the price of insulin to $35 a month and wants to limit what seniors pay for prescription drugs. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights says plenty of evidence has been found of Russian war crimes committed against Ukrainian civilians. Spokesperson Ravena Shadamsai says the numbers are chilling.
There already has been a bloodbath. We're talking about 2,343, at least 2,343 civilians who have been killed. And we're talking about the summary execution of more than 300 civilians. We are very concerned. We're very worried about what's coming next.
USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
A governor is taking away a big corporation's tax break.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill Friday terminating the Walt Disney Company's special tax district that allowed it to operate as its own government. Reedy Creek Improvement District 32830 has a new sheriff in town.
People say they do have services, utilities. We're going to take care of all that. Don't worry. This is all. We have everything thought out. Don't let anyone tell you that somehow Disney's going to get a tax cut out of this. They're going to pay more taxes as a result of it. It's just, you know, we really need to get away from this type of treatment. I don't think Walt would appreciate what's going on in this company right now. I'm sorry.
The new law takes effect next year in June of 2023. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
NASCAR drivers preparing for some super speedway driving as they're in Talladega, Alabama. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Border Patrol is expected to encounter 18,000 illegal immigrants a day when Title 42 ends in about a month. The pandemic-era policy makes it easier for border officials to deport illegal immigrants based on concerns of them spreading COVID-19. Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar joins Fox News and explains how the cartels will benefit from the White House lifting Title 42.
They have been promoting and marketing that after the May 23rd, the borders are going to be wide open, and the more people they bring in, as you know, let's say the average is $8,000 per individual, the more money they make. So they're going to market this. They're going to go ahead and promote this.
Virginia Congresswoman Elaine Loria is calling for an investigation into several recent U.S. Navy suicides. Congressman Loria is saying more must be done to ascertain what led to the suicides of three sailors on the aircraft of the USS George Washington, which is currently being overhauled at Newport News, Virginia. The U.S. Navy confirming Friday that seven sailors from the carrier have died in the past year. Three of the deaths were confirmed suicides, while the fourth is a suspected suicide. Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you get your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.